The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
How are you?
Very good today.
You're chuckling over there.
Yes, because we're going to be well insulated today.
All right. That's a little teaser about what the show is about. We have a special guest, Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are a residential and commercial estimator.
Correct.
Okay. You've been here before about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We liked you so much, we asked you back.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. No, thank you for having me.
Anytime. We're looking forward to our discussion regarding insulation. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to hear a topic discussed that we haven't talked about, send it in to us, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Also view our listings or search the MLS listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, and jruddy.com is also mobile friendly. Okay, Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. Can you tell me a little bit about you, what you do, and your company, please?
Well, you all know my name as Aaron Brown. I work for Energy Smart Insulation. We are a small family-owned and operated company based out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. We've been spraying foam insulation now for going on 10 years. We also do foam roofing as well that we've been doing for 30 years. So we're very experienced in the field. We specialize strictly in spray foam insulation.
Okay. And what's your contact information, please?
Our phone number at the office is 570-558-0941. You can also reach me on my cell anytime with questions at 570-240-5356, or you can email me anytime, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at NEPAenergysmart.com.
Wonderful. You used to do a radio show, too.
Correct.
On this very station.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Okay. Now, types of insulation, there's all different kinds. You specialize in spray foam insulation, but I'm sure you come across fiberglass insulation, blown-in insulation, and there's different types of that, too. There's vermiculite and cellulose, correct?
Absolutely.
Can we talk about all the various types of insulation?
Sure. I mean, I'll start it off with a traditional insulation, such as fiberglass and cellulose insulations.
Okay.
The main difference between fiberglass, cellulose, and our product is that we are spray-applied. The idea is it goes on as a liquid. It expands to make the foam. It gets in every nook and cranny, every crack and crevice to create an airtight seal versus fiberglass or cellulose, traditional insulations that are just placed there, that even at their best, they only eliminate between 40 and 45% air movement. So it's more about the airtight seal.
They can't get into every nook and cranny.
Exactly.
They can't seal you up tight.
I don't know if you've ever seen fiberglass, but it's more like a filter than it is anything else. It's designed more or less to slow air movement down rather than to stop it.
Okay, so the difference being you're getting an airtight seal with the spray foam insulation.
Correct.
What about cost?
The cost, foam is absolutely, a much higher cost. It's between 4 and 5 times the price of fiberglass or cellulose. That is by far the biggest, comparison. That is really the only comparison, in my opinion. If they're really, from an insulation or performance standpoint, there really is no comparison. The only thing to get over is the initial investment. I've never heard someone say, I'm dissatisfied with my foam. I wish I didn't make the investment. I've never heard that. If you can get over that initial investment of the cost, you'll be satisfied in the end.
So people have sticker shock.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So what would you say then? Do you have any statistics regarding what would be saved in the long run because of the spray foam insulation?
Sure. I mean, the biggest thing is it is a lifetime warranty. You know, it'll never fall down or sag or anything like that. Like fiberglass, if it were to get damp, it's basically ruined. As if the foam were to get wet, it would dry itself out and it would be fine. As far as savings go, you can see up to 50% right off of your heating bills, depending on what you do. Obviously, every house is different. There are, you know, plenty of areas inside of a house that are more important than others, that you can see, you know, a really big bang for your buck pretty much instantly.
Well, if you have spray foam insulation, but you have old double hung windows or drafty windows, single pane, you're going to still have that heat loss, that energy loss.
Right. I mean, windows and doors, you're always going to, you know, the rule of thumb is if you can see through it, air is going through it. You're always going to have some sort of air loss in a house. The idea is to minimize it more or less.
Okay. What I'm thinking about now is, what about air quality inside the property, inside the home, inside of the residence, or you do spray foam for commercial properties as well. Is the indoor quality of air reduced or increased by spray foam insulation?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, you can run into a lot of issues if you do not install some sort of unit to control that. What we do when we seal up a whole entire structure, we make it so airtight that, you know, cooking, cleaning, showering, everyday activities, you create moisture inside of the house. And like you're saying, the indoor air quality, there's nowhere for it to go. So you can trap all of that inside of the house. So when you're in insulating a whole entire structure with foam, you have to install some sort of mechanical ventilation to vent all that out, which, to be honest, is the way to go, because now Mother Nature is not controlling your ventilation. You are.
So what are you talking about? Like a attic fan of some sort, a ventilation?
Like an air exchanger, basically. Okay. To something, you know, there's units that just allow enough moisture to go out of the house, just what you need. There's also ones that heat and cool the air as it comes in. You know, obviously they vary in prices and it all depends on the size of your house and things like that, a lot of variables. But so, that is the most, you know, cost effective and, you know, energy efficient way to go.
So how many people do you think do both spray foam insulation in some areas and then do fiberglass or cellulose in another area?
We do a lot of what we call flash and bat or hybrid systems, which is basically an inch and a half of closed cell foam and then with an R13 on top of that to fill the rest of the cavity. Most of the time, it's not really necessary. When you get into doing that, after the labor that's involved and everything, the cost isn't offset enough to really make it worth it. So most people decide to go with the foam assembly. But it is somewhat of a peace of mind because they would fill the entire cavity rather than us using, say, 3.5 inches of foam in a 2x6 cavity and leaving an airspace where they believe, you know, some people believe you can create moisture or condensation behind that, which is not true.
That's what we did in our house. We did the combination of spray foam and the R13. And the big selling point of the spray foam when they did it with us, they also said what you said about stopping the air being an air barrier, but they also said it helps keep the bugs out.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you create a complete and total airtight seal around the envelope, so you have that, you know, you have that seal, and then you have all the R value too.
Yeah, we had all these little holes all over the place, and then we sprayed and all the little holes went away, so the bugs had no way to get in, which is really nice.
Sure. I mean, we actually have people that have, you know, second homes that are just vacation homes. They don't even come up in the wintertime. You know, they don't even heat the place, and they use the foam insulation strictly, you know, for the underside, like the crawl space, just to keep the creepy crawlies out, not even for insulation purposes.
Okay, you mentioned closed cell.
Correct.
Closed cell and open cell. Right, those are the types of...
For the most part, yes.
For the most part. For our discussion today.
Yes, I mean, mainly for a home, you're only ever going to see open or closed cell foam. You will get into different foams when you're talking more commercial aspects.
Okay, so what's the difference between open cell and closed cell?
Okay, mainly open cell is a half-pound density foam, where closed cell is a 2-pound density. So it is mainly in the density, but the main difference between the two is they're both going to create an airtight seal. So from an insulation standpoint, they're mainly the same. It's where a closed cell foam has a vapor barrier or a waterproofer built in. So it would be for a basement, a crawl space, stone foundation, maybe even a metal roof for all the condensation problems, or a metal pole building. Where open cell would be for, you know, above grade walls or new construction, mainly adhering to wood.
So the open cell you're using less?
A good mix. We use a lot of open cell because of the cost. It is about half the price of the closed cell foam. And from an insulation standpoint, it is, you know, basically just the same. You're still going to eliminate all that air infiltration. You just don't have the vapor barrier built in.
Okay. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And we're here with Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. And Aaron is a residential and commercial estimator. Can I install spray foam insulation in an unvented roof ceiling?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people, you know, say no to that. And that's just because of what you were taught over the years since the day they started doing it is you have to vent an attic. You have to vent a roof line. And with foam insulation, that is not the case. The reason being, if you can picture this, if you go up in your attic and you look at the underside of the roof, which would be the sheathing, if you had fiberglass insulation up there, you're never going to create an airtight seal. So what will happen is the warm air from the inside of the house and the cold air from outside, vice versa, depending on the time of the year, will always meet and cause moisture. Now that moisture has to be vented out through ridge vent and soffits, which is your ventilation in your attic. What we do is we come in and seal up the whole entire roof line, the gable end walls, the ridge vent, the soffits, you know, encapsulate the whole entire house, seal the envelope as we call it. And what that'll do is create a conditioned space in your attic. So the warm air from the inside and the cold air from the outside will never meet. So there's no moisture ever created. So there's no reason to vent. Now what that does for you is by creating that conditioned space is you're keeping your attic now 2 or 3 degrees warmer than the first floor of the house all year round.
If you have a roof leak and you're completely encapsulated, how do you know?
We don't like to put the closed cell foam in an attic because it is a waterproofer. If you go right to the roof line and you had a leak, you'd never know it.
Right.
So you could rot your roof line out without
exactly.
even knowing it. The open cell foam will allow moisture to pass through it. That is the advantage to the open cell.
So you'll know when you have a leak.
You'll be able to see it. And it's not like fiberglass where you'd have the leak come through the sheathing and then make its way, you know, 8 feet in the other direction where you don't know exactly where the leak is. It will penetrate, you know, directly below where the leak is. So you can cut out that small section, repair it, and, you know, replace it instead of rotting your roofline out over time without even knowing it.
And then you just, when you cut it out, you could just fill it back in after
Correct.
You fix everything.
Correct. Yeah, we have smaller kits that we can come out and do it rather than, you know, making a whole mobilization again for, you know, for the trucks and stuff like that just to repair.
Okay, very good. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a large 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 630 Crown Avenue in Scranton for $110,000. This home has a modern kitchen, a large rear deck, a covered wraparound front porch, updated electrical, a large corner lot, and a large 3-car garage. It also has a new roof. So if you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, give us a call about 630 Crown Avenue in Scranton for only $110,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We'd like to welcome John Crotty to Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. John was born and raised in Scott Township. John enjoys investing in real estate. He has developed an eye for seeing a property's potential and enjoys the transformation process. Also, John has several years of management and sales experience. He has excelled in both fields where he was complimented on leadership, professionalism, and customer service. Let John put his experience to work for you in purchasing or selling a home. Again, welcome John to our team. John Crotty, that is. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, pal, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good, pal.
You mean you guys are married and still pals?
We're still sometimes. Pals. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no.
Uh-oh.
Should I talk
people,
about
I
that?
I says, I want to get fired. I said, it's like a civil service job. I can't get fired.
Yeah, oh, geez. Well, how many times do I kick you out of my office?
Yeah, but I come back.
All right. We have Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation. Aaron is an estimator for residential and commercial properties. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here with us. Lots of great information we covered on the first half of the show, talking about open cell, closed cell, spray foam insulation, and where you use those products. And the closed cell is waterproof.
Correct.
And you use open so that in like the roof area, the underside of the roof, in the attic area, and areas where you would want a property owner, a resident would want to know if there was any water accumulation leaking or any kind of problem in that area.
Right, such as, like you said, a roof line.
Okay. Now, does spray foam insulation deteriorate over time?
No. Every product we carry has a lifetime warranty that if anything were to happen, you know, as far as pulling away or you know, anything like that.
No shrinkage, no...
It has happened in the past. I'm not going to say no. I will be honest with you. It is not, you know, something that happens all the time. It is something that usually happens while it's being applied. It has to do usually with moisture accumulating on the surface. Or, you know, we have to heat the equipment up to about 110 degrees as it's coming out. At sometimes in the wintertime, you know, you're meeting 110 degree product onto, you know, a substrate that could be 10 degrees that just it might not adhere. You will never have problems over time it peeling away. It's always the process of applying it.
So when you put it on, it stays?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
All right.
It sticks to absolutely anything. I mean, I have the haircuts to prove it. So.
Yeah, no, it does stick to everything. What about sensitivity to ultraviolet light? Does the sunlight affect this?
Yeah, I mean, the sunlight eats away everything. Absolutely everything. If it is going to be left exposed, we would have to put some sort of coating on it. If it would be, you know, left exposed to sunlight, that is, not in a garage or something like that where it won't be exposed to sunlight or a crawl space or, you know, something like that. But what happens is UV lights eat everything. I mean, UV rays will eat everything. So we put a coating on to protect the foam from the sunlight, where the sunlight now is just eating the coating. So over years, you just have to replace the coating, more or less.
Can you paint it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
The open cell foam acts like a sponge where it would suck up, you know, some of that paint. So it will take a lot more paint to do it, but it will cover. The closed cell is very, very dense where you could, you know, usually cover it with one coat.
All right. So you can paint it and that would protect it from the sun too.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Where would that area be that would be in direct contact with the ultraviolet light?
Mainly, there are times where a sunroom is off of a porch, you know, and it is, say, 7 or 8 feet off the ground where the sunlight does make its way under there at certain times of the day. A lot of times that's more for a roofing application where it's going to be exposed all the time. Very, very rarely is the foam going to be exposed to, you know, to the sunlight, other than a case of, you know, if we were to do something outside, like the outside of a building where it would have to be coated. We do all types of coatings and things like that for metal buildings as acting as roofs.
Okay. So do you mainly do spray foam insulation on new construction, or can you do it on an existing structure and retrofit it?
Absolutely. We do, you know, a good amount of new construction, definitely for the builders in the area. We also do, you know, a big bulk of our business is a retrofit, as we call it, or, you know, for older houses, existing houses. We do basements, crawl spaces, stone foundations, like we talked about, attics. We also do, you know, when you're doing that remodel, we do the small jobs too for the gutted walls. And we also, for the people that don't want to take on a huge remodel and gut out their whole entire house and, you know, start from scratch again, we can do also an injection product where we go from the outside, remove a row of siding, depending on what you have on the outside, you know, drill a hole in each joist about every 16 inches or so, where we have a thermal camera to come through and find where the problems are in the house and also see the framing too. So, you know, we know where we're drilling and we know where the foam is going, so we can, you know, guarantee we can seal it up. And then what we'll do is we'll put a plug in, you know, and put the siding back on, and it was basically like we were never there.
Also, I wanted to talk about the basement. You said you spray the inside of the basement, the foundation, the walls?
Yes, yes.
My brother-in-law did that in his house, and it made a huge difference in the basement. Not only did it brighten it up, but it keeps it a lot warmer, and it was very easy application. All he had to do was basically just make it broom clean. Is that right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, there's really not much you need to do. There's a lot of pressure that comes out of the gun while it's being applied. So usually before the guys start to spray, they blow all the block off and stuff like that, so you're not trapping all the loose dirt in there that could, you know, cause adhesion issues.
And it also keeps out moisture and mold won't grow on it. That's what the guy told us. He said mold won't grow on that.
That's
stuff.
The idea is if you can keep the air, you know, from getting to the moisture, then you keep the mold from growing. You know, mold needs moisture and air to grow. So if you keep one of them away, it's not going to grow.
I was wondering about how you would do it on an existing structure. We actually had our house totally gutted. So that's why we actually decided to do this, because everything was open.
Sure. And I mean, that is the ideal way to do things, because it is a lot easier to seal up something that you can see, as to where, like I said, we do have the camera, but there are a lot of things inside of a wall that prohibit us from sealing it up 100% like we do with the actual spray for a gutted wall. The injection foam is not 100% airtight seal. It's more of like an 85 to 90% depending on the framing of the house.
Okay. Well, you know, I pulled some statistics, and most likely features in a typical single-family home being built in 2014, and this is from the National Association of Home Builders, on the list where what people want, they're most likely to insulate their home higher than what is required by code. This is a big thing. Many people want to reduce their energy costs. They want to make sure that they have a well-insulated home. And I'm sure, as we suffered from this past winter terribly,
sure,
as human beings, you actually probably benefited from a business standpoint from the cruel, cruel winter we had in the Northeast here.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It was a terrible winter as far as the cold is concerned. It's been the coldest winter we've had in many years, where a lot of people were, you know, brutally reminded, you know, by, you know, the energy loss and their high heating bills. Then, you know, people are doing whatever they can now to just
buckle down and save.
Exactly, exactly. Where, you know, they're just sick of throwing the money out the window, essentially, you know?
Right. So were your phones ringing off the hook because of that?
We have absolutely been very busy. We have been very busy. People are very concerned about, you know, the energy now. They, like I said, they've been reminded, and, you know, the foam is absolutely the way to go. And the other thing with the code is, you're talking about people are over-insulating, essentially. The code has changed so much in the last however many years that it started out as, say, you didn't need any insulation, you know, back in the day by code. Where now, it's changed so much where the R-value progressively keeps growing over the years. So why not over-insulate when eventually the R-value is going to be there anyway?
Well, a lot of times when we go into homes, and we go into a lot of homes, when we're there to help the seller arrive at a market price to market their home, they often ask, well, what can we do here to enhance the appeal of the house? A lot of times people only think cosmetically, in terms of cosmetic upgrades.
Right.
You know, making the bathroom and the kitchens more modern, lighting fixtures, paint, so on and so forth, neutralizing. But a lot of times people don't want to spend, I find, the money on insulation because it's money you don't see.
Right. Well, this winter they got to see it. They got to see it going out of their pockets, and that was it. So, I mean, it is one of those things where it is hidden in your wall. I mean, especially when you're going to sell a house, that's one thing that the seller has to bring up, because no one's going to go crawling through your crawl space looking for what type of insulation is in there.
Well, a first-time home buyer usually does ask the listing agent, the seller, for the heat costs.
Okay.
You know, because they need to know what it's going to cost, not only in what they have to pay the mortgage amount every month, their taxes, their insurance, and their utility costs. They need to know how to budget.
Sure, yeah. You have to know what everything's going to cost you before you get into it, sure.
A homeowner can show that their heat costs are less because they're well insulated. That's a benefit. That's a definite plus.
That's huge. That's something that's going to save you money over time and for the rest of your life. And it's a one and done thing, like we talked about with the lifetime warranty. So it's, you know, like I said, it's never going to settle or sag like traditional insulations will. So it'll always be there. You know, you never have to do it again.
Okay. And it helps with moisture?
Absolutely. It will keep the moisture out, definitely.
Soundproofing?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it definitely
makes things quieter.
And there's no little holes for all the spiders to come in and come through the outlet.
Correct. It keeps the creepy crawlies out, yes.
We had a wonderful discussion with you today, Aaron Brown from Energy Smart Insulation, residential and commercial estimator. Can we have your contact information, please?
Sure. My name is Aaron Brown. I'm from Energy Smart Insulation based out of Scranton, PA. You can contact us at our offices anytime, 570-558-0941. You can reach me directly on my cell, 570-240-5356, or email me anytime at Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at NEPAenergysmart.com.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Would you come back next week to talk to us more about insulation, please?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thank
Pat?
You.
Pat?
Yes, we have a nice size 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 225 East Grove Street in Taylor for $110,000. This home is located on a quiet dead-end street. It has off-street parking and a detached 2-car garage. This home does need some small updates, but it does have a lot of pluses, like it has 3 ductless air conditioners, a new hot water heater, a new boiler. It has a nice layout, fenced-in yard, and low taxes of only $1,038 a year. That's a nice taxes. So if you're looking in Taylor for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home on a quiet dead-end street, give us a call about 225 East Grove Street for $110,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And for the last 30 days, Scranton Multilist statistics for residential single-family homes in counties Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming. How did people pay for these homes? Well, 28% paid cash. They didn't have any financing. 42% went with a conventional loan. That's the regular bank loan, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type loan. FHA was 21%, and VA loans were at 7%. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And during the week, visit jready.com to view our listings or search the MLS listings, or you can listen to any archive radio show that we've done in the last 3 years. Have a fantastic week.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.